Thank you for listening to this message from Life Christian Center.
How many are thankful when the Holy Spirit lines things up for you? I can honestly say this morning that the songs that we just sang, they match what the Lord has placed on my heart perfectly this morning. And I love it when the Holy Spirit does that. Amen. And so this morning, I want to speak on something that really, it began last Sunday morning for me. And the last Sunday morning, the worship team did a song entitled Enough. Everybody say enough. And the chorus of that song basically says, Jesus, you are enough. Jesus, you are enough for me. With nothing, I still have everything. Jesus, you are enough for me. And I have to admit that that song stuck with me all week. And it was in my heart, and it was in my mind, and it took me to many places in Scripture. And I was telling a few people this week and even before service again this morning that I just had some of those moments with the Lord. Anybody ever had some of those moments with the Lord? Sometimes you're driving and it's probably safer to pull over because the tears are obstructing, you know, your vision, and it's no longer safe to be on the road. That's when you have to, you know, pray, Jesus, take the wheel, right? You see, I had several of those moments this week, and I thought it was just a personal thing. I thought it was just a way that the Lord was ministering to me and me alone. But as the week kind of continued and progressed, I really felt like the Lord moved me away from the direction that I was intending to go this morning and begin to move me in that thought of Him being enough. And so this morning, I want us to understand that the word enough has a pretty simplistic definition. Now, there are multiple definitions, if you will, but the most simplistic definition of enough this morning that kind of encapsulates, we're going to go with that word instead because it sounds better. See, we work together, right? We're in this together. Is it means this: to be able to fully meet demands, needs, or expectations. To be able to fully meet demands, needs, or expectations. How many have ever been walking through life and God was enough? His word was enough. His Holy Spirit was enough. I believe this morning that according to Scripture, He is fully able to meet every demand, every need, and every expectation of our lives this morning. Amen? But is He really enough? We can sing those songs in this morning. I don't know if you caught it or not, but almost every song that we sang this morning mentioned in some way that He was enough for something. And do we really believe that? Because we will sing it and we'll quote scriptures and we'll use some of the scriptures, I'm sure, that we're fixing to use this morning. But is He really enough? Do we live like He is enough in our lives? Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21 says, "Now to Him who is able," everybody say able, "to do far more abundantly than we all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen." It says, now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. You see, I believe this morning that He is able, amen, that He has power by virtue of His own ability and resources. How many knows that today God doesn't need anything that we have? But yet this morning He has everything He needs for us to live that abundant and complete life. So He is able, and He's able to go exceedingly above or abundantly above. And that basically means that He is able to go above or to extend in way of benefit and help. Anybody ever received the benefit of the Lord? Help from the Lord? And it says that that benefit or that help reaches beyond the present situation. In other words, he hits you right where you need to be hit. He provides right what you need in that very moment. But what he gives you in that moment isn't just necessarily for then. It continues to provide in your life. And not only does it continue to provide, but the next time that you need, he again provides that need. Amen. He is able abundantly this morning, and it is his power. How many are thankful that it's not our power? How many know it's because we wouldn't be able to make it if it was in our own strength? Amen? But it says it's in his power, and that is his power, again, through his ability, which is at work in us. I'm thankful that the word is at work in my life this morning. Amen? I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit is at work in my life. I'm thankful that the power of God is doing what it needs to do where I cannot this morning. But is he really enough for us? Is he enough in those moments when your spouse or maybe your child or your grandchild refuses to surrender their heart to the Lord? Is he enough then when you've prayed and you've prayed and you've prayed for their salvation and it just doesn't seem like there's any turning in their hearts towards Christ? Is he enough for you then? Is he enough when you've done all that you can, but your marriage is still seemingly just falling apart and it's broken and it cannot be mended this morning? Is he enough in that season of your life? Is he enough when you have more month than you have money and you're just not sure how you're going to pay the bills and put food on the table like you would desire to? Is he still enough in that moment? You see, is he still enough when you've prayed and believed, but the answer never seems to really come to fruition? And it seems like your prayer just continually goes unheard and or unanswered. You see, is he enough this morning when you feel like you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death and you're all by yourself and nobody knows your grief and nobody knows your sorrow? Is he enough this morning when you're grieving the loss of a loved one that you just can't bear that next day knowing that you're going to wake up again and they're not going to be in your life? Is he enough in those moments? Is he enough when you're facing sickness, whether it's temporal or whether it's terminal? Is he enough in those moments? I do believe what the Word of God says and declares to us today, and I believe that he is enough. I believe that he is abundantly above. He exceeds everything that we need or could begin to even ask or think of today. I believe that. Do you believe that this morning? Because if we don't believe it, again, it's just a theory. But this morning, we have to put that theory into practice, knowing that whatever season we are in, he is more than able and he is more than enough. Amen? You see, it goes beyond just singing the song. It goes beyond quoting the scripture. And it moves into a place where we're positioning our faith to be activated by what we say we believe. And so this morning, I want us to remember and be reminded of why he is enough. Look at your neighbor and say, he is enough. Look at your other neighbor if you have one and say, he is enough. Now that was really weak. And so I hope that you believe what you just said this morning. You see, I want to go over this morning 7 reasons why he is enough. Now, this is not an all-inclusive list, all right? This is just 7 things that I feel like the Lord literally just dropped into my lap this week as I begin to search some things out. The first one is this: he is enough because he saves. Say, he saves. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 says, "There is no one else who has the power to save us, for there is only one name to whom God has given authority by which we must experience salvation, and that is the name of Jesus." You see, this morning, he saves. Amen? He is still resurrected from the grave. He is seated by the right hand of the Father this morning, making intercession for you and me. And what he has provided for us is salvation. Amen? His blood still covers. His blood still saves this morning. Amen? You see, salvation, as it is listed here, it basically denotes God's rescue through Jesus Christ, which believers which takes the believer's heart and it removes them from the destruction and the power of sin, and it sets them free from not just the penalty of sin, but from the abuse that sin makes happen in our lives. How many are thankful today for deliverance from those things? Amen? Deliverance. deliverance from the penalty and the power of sin. And what happens in that moment is as we're delivered, it transports us into this process of sanctification where we begin to become holy as he is holy. Amen? Because again, he is enough and he has the power to save us this morning. Can I tell you that if you have prayed for your lost loved ones for longer than you can count, can I tell you today that he is still able to save? He is still able to bring salvation. He is still able to bring them a tender moment within their heart where they can maybe not know the full picture, but they know that something is shifting, it's changing, and he can provide for them a moment where their calloused heart becomes softened and it confesses Jesus Christ as their Savior. But do we believe he's enough to do that this morning? Because the word says he is enough to save, amen? The second thing is this, is he is enough because he perfects. Everybody say perfects. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 14 says this, for by a single offering he has forever, everybody say forever. He has forever completely cleansed and perfected those who are consecrated and made holy. You see, Christ is unfolding, or he is extending out, if you will, our lives one stage or one season at a time. How many knows that where you are today is not where you started out in Christ Jesus? And if it is, you need to grow. Don't stay where you're at, amen? But he's extending those stages or those seasons, again, one at a time. And what's happening is he is lending to us full strength in each moment. He's saying, for this season, for this stage of your life, I'm allowing you to experience the full capacity or full strength that you need to make it through this season. But how many knows that we're to go from strength to strength and glory to glory, amen? So it's not that we stay there, but that he moves us on. And when he moves us on, what we do is we come into another stage or another season, and he begins to, again, function at full strength in our lives for that moment so that we're basically under the capacity of complete effectiveness for that moment. How many believes God can do that in our lives, amen? He perfects. You see, he is the author and finisher, or the creator and completer of our faith, which means, again, that he's never done with us. How many are excited by that fact, that he's never done with us? He's always refining something inside of us to make us more like him. I don't know about you, but I need to be more like him and less like me. Amen? I need him in my life. You see, he is enough because he alone brings perfection and makes us holy as God is holy. Amen? That's the only way to get there. The third thing is this. He is enough because he equips. Everybody say equips. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 tells us this. It says, by his divine power, God has given us everything that we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. How many have ever told yourself or bought into the lie, well, I can't do that? That's impossible. I don't think I can make it past that. You know, I don't think that I can defeat that temptation. I don't think I can defeat that sin in my life. I don't think. And how many knows we put a lot of bit of I in there when we really need to put more of him in there? Because it didn't say anything about us. It said that it was all about him. By his divine power, he has given us everything we need for a godly life. You see, we can live a godly life if we're willing to surrender to him and let his divine power work and lead and breathe in us. Amen? You see, he has given or freely gifted to us, the scripture says, all things. Look at your neighbor and say, all things. You see, that means that basically one piece at a time, as each gift is given, it helps us in that very moment make up the whole or the totality of what we are eventually going to receive. How many are thankful that we don't have to wait for heaven to receive what God has for us now? that he has blessings. He has things now that he wants to implant and impart into our lives and for us to experience, and not only experience, but then again use and pour out into the hearts and lives of others. You see, he is enough because he gives us everything that we need to live a godly life and to grow in him. Everybody say grow. Because how many know that we need to live in Christ, but we need to grow in Christ? Because as we live in him and grow in him, then we will serve for him. Amen? And that is our purpose and that is our function. You see, the fourth thing is this. He is enough because he blesses. How many are glad that he blesses this morning? I got blessed this week like stupid crazy blessed. Anybody ever get stupid crazy blessed before? Now, I know what you're going to say, because a lot of my life revolves around blessings that relate to food. I am doing better with my health, okay? I have some people that are holding me accountable, all right? You guys close your ears. My mother-in-law, I love her so much. They're here visiting. I seriously love you so much, but she's bought me 2 boxes of Swiss rolls in the last 3 weeks, and I cannot tell you that I did not eat some of them. Well, you know I did because she bought me 2. And it only started out as 1. But we're going to move on. But you see, this week, Stormy decided to bless all of our staff with lunch, with brisket and pulled pork and potato salad. You see where I'm going? Jalapeno poppers. I did good, though, Wade. You'd be proud of me. I did good. But then last night, we celebrated my in-laws' anniversary, and we had ribeye steak. Thank you, Jesus. I've had a blessed week, amen? I'm going to throw in a real spiritual one here right now. And last night, I was trying to send my children to bed, which is hard to do with my in-laws there, because they have different rules than I have in my own home, but whatever. And so Emma, who had missed last Sunday because she was sick, has gotten better, and she was energetic. And so she came in her room with her rainbow-colored helmet, unicorn helmet. She didn't have skates on, but she still had the helmet, all right? And she goes, "Praise God, praise God, praise God." And she jumped on my bed, and I said, "Praise God for what, baby?" She said, "I get to go to church tomorrow." Come on, guys. Amen. You see, I'm blessed beyond measure in my life because God is a God who is enough, and he blesses us. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ." Because we deserve it? No. Because that we have earned it somehow? No. But because we're united with Christ, he has poured out those blessings in our lives. That first word, blessed, denotes blessings that cause us to prosper and experience happiness, like brisket and ribeye steak and your daughter giving praise that she gets to come and love on God today, all right? But at the same time, it also denotes spiritual blessings. And those blessings, when you look that word up, it means concrete blessings as established and founded in God's word. How many of this morning are thinking for concrete blessings? They cannot be shaken. They cannot be moved. It's not like brisket or ribeye, amen. It's eternal. It's forever. It's foundational. And he says those concrete blessings are there just as much as those little happy blessings of life are there. You see, he is enough because he has provided us blessings in both the spiritual and in the natural, amen. You see, the fifth thing is this, that he completes. He is enough because he completes. Colossians chapter 2, beginning in verse 9, says, "For he is the complete fullness of deity living in human form." Verse 10, "And our own completeness," say my completeness, "is now found in him. We are completely filled with God as Christ's fullness overflows within us. He is the head of every kingdom and authority in the universe." How many are thankful today that he is the top dog? Amen. You see, our own completeness. This describes a Christian who is being richly furnished with the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, rooted as it were in Christ by virtue of the intimate relationship entered into with him. How many are thankful that because we are in him and he is in us, that he said, hey, I've got to go away because I'm going to send another who's going to come as a comforter. And if I have to go, it's expedient or necessary that I go away so that he can come and live and dwell in you so that you can continue to move into the life and ministry that God the Father has planned for you in a better way. How many are thankful today the veil's been torn and the Spirit of God lives in all of us? Amen. You see, he is enough because he has filled us completely with the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Can I tell you that I don't want to try to live my life without that? I have a hard day some days, even with that option. I need the Holy Spirit at work in my life, amen? We need the Holy Spirit at work in our life. Number six, you see, he is enough because he provides. And you would say, man, that sounds a lot like blessing. No, hold on. The blessings are one thing. His provision is another, all right? Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. He will supply every need. Everybody say need. How many knows a need is different from a want? Amen? You see, this morning it says that he will supply. That means that at just the right moment, he will fill each need to individual capacity to appropriately meet our present need. How many of you have ever had an immediate present need? Amen? And you see, scripture says that he moves in that, that he will supply that in its very current moment. You see, every need, not some needs, not most of your needs. It says every need he will supply. And that describes the condition of one who is deprived of those things which they need and are able or unable to do without. How many knows the Bible says that the righteous will never be forsaken and his seed will never be begging for bread? Now again, you may not have everything that you want, but how many knows you will have everything you need? And sometimes in America, our needs get real jacked up. I told some kids last week that just having a chair was a privilege. And they didn't believe me. But they sat on the floor for the entire service. So by the end of service, I think they believed me. You see, we take things for granted so often. But God said, hey, you know what? You will never go without your need being fulfilled because I love you, I care for you, and I'm going to supply that in its perfect moment. How many knows that we sometimes believe God to be late, but how many knows he's always right on time? Amen. Amen? You see, the final thing is this, and he says that it's according to his riches. How many are thankful it's not according to what we have stored up? It's not according to what we're capable of. He says, it's according to his riches, the fullness of his riches, and the wealth in accordance with his divine perfection. You see, he is enough because he has more than enough. Do we believe that this morning? We say, oh, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And then we're like, but sometimes we need to get that last word out of the way. And we just need to know that he is who he says he is, that he is my God, and he will supply my every need in that perfect moment. Amen? Number seven, final one, he is enough because he strengthens. How many have ever been in life and you thought, man, I just need a little extra strength to make it through this moment, to make it through this storm, to make it through this season? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning in verse 8, says, three times I pleaded with the Lord to relieve me of this, but he answered me, my grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness. So I will celebrate my weakness, for when I am weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. Can I tell you, that is a tough thing to believe this morning. That is a tough thing to believe when what you're praying to be removed, what you're praying to make it through, doesn't happen in the time frame and in the way that you believe it should. But I believe this morning that just as he declared to me that his grace is always enough for those things that I face this morning, I believe today that his grace is enough, and because it is enough, it becomes that power in full expression, even despite my weakness in that moment. You see, God's grace is always more than enough. It doesn't always feel that way, but how many know sometimes our feelings do not properly reflect the truth? God's grace is always more than enough. His favor is extended and is always there to enable us to be possessed with unfailing strength. I don't know about you, but there's things that I can look back in my life and I can realize that I'm no longer suffering those things because God has pulled me through them. He has a track record of faithfulness that can't be denied. So we have to know and believe that even in this present moment, you may be facing something that feels like it's crippling in your life. But I guarantee you that his grace is more than enough this morning. You see, it's more than enough because God's power is able to find its full expression through our weakness. What we can't do on our own. You see, that word describes basically God's ability to perform in us and make perfect in us what we cannot do ourselves, and it provides a strength that we cannot provide ourselves. How many are thankful that in our weakness, he makes us strong? If you would stand with me this morning. Is he enough? Not just in song, not just in theory, not just in trying to quote scripture, but in wholehearted faith believing, is he enough this morning? Is he enough to save? Is he enough to perfect? Is he enough to equip and bless and complete and provide and strengthen this morning? I don't know about you, but I don't want a faith that is a facade. I want a faith that's genuine. Amen? As we've gone through in the past, all right, I don't want a faith that's like Magic Treasures. I want a faith that's genuine. I want a faith like Lucky Charms. I want the real deal. I want the full brand power working in my life. Is he enough this morning? The song says again, Jesus, you are enough. Jesus, you are enough for me. With nothing, I still have everything. Jesus, you are enough for me. With nothing, I still have everything. Do we really believe that this morning? If everything that we knew to be stable and steady in our life fell apart this next week, if we were to have one of those Job moments, and our wealth was seemingly just disappeared, if our health just turned for the worst, is he still enough that we would praise him? Is he still enough that we would pray in faith, believing that no matter what the circumstance of that situation would be, that in the end result, he was going to work it for our good? Do we have enough faith to believe that he is enough to say what Job said and said, though he slay me, yet will I praise him? You see, it's easy to say things. It's a little harder to live them out, amen? But I believe that we need to be challenged today. Myself included, to go beyond lyrics, to go beyond just quoting things and live it out. We talked about last week how we need to make sure that our faith is not wavering, because when we waver, we doubt. And when doubt enters in, then our faith goes from being in a forward motion to a neutral motion. And then doubt ultimately creates fear, which throws our faith into reverse. We are meant to be people of faith moving forward, amen? And as we move forward, are we going to believe that He is enough for those needs in our hearts and in our lives today? Father, I thank You for Your word. God, I thank You that You are more than enough. And that, God, if everything was stripped from our lives today, I do not believe that we would have the right to say that You have failed us. Because, God, You have given us all that we need and so much more. God, the truth of the matter is, all that we really need is found in Your Son, Jesus Christ. God, the Word made flesh. So, Lord, help us to keep a balanced perspective as we move through these stages and seasons of life and we face trials and heartache. God, both spiritual and emotional. God, even mentally and physically within our lives. Lord, help us to remember that Your word declares that You are more than enough in those moments. And God, You will faithfully provide what we need in perfect timing. And God, at the end of that test of faith, we will come out like pure gold. Father, help us to understand that this morning, I pray, in Christ's name. This morning, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I don't want a moment or an opportunity to pass to cause someone to miss that life-giving, life-transformational moment. So if you don't know Jesus Christ today, it would be our honor and privilege to pray with you and to lead you to that relationship with Him. So as we take a moment this morning to pray, if that's you, we want you to come forward and allow us to pray with you this morning. This morning, maybe you have a physical need or something that you just need prayer of agreement for. If that's you, we want you to come this morning. But maybe today you just need to step out from where you are and you just need to say, God, I believe that You are more than enough. And name that situation, name that circumstance. Name that thing that has been seemingly hanging over your head and say, God, I believe that in this, You are still more than enough. And God, until I get from where I am to where You are going to take me, God, continue to give me the strength to see this through. If that's you, I want you to come this morning as they play and sing.
Thank you again for listening to this message. For more information on our church and the ministries that we offer, please visit us on the web at lccmadisonville.com or at any of our social media accounts at lccmadisonville.